After Matthew Shepard's murder, his autopsy was filed away and never released to the public. Julie Hagee was the coroner at the time. She says she decided, along with law enforcement and the county attorney's office, that was the best thing to protect the report from mass distribution.
The law enforcement that was involved at the time, as well as myself and the county attorney, had conversations and decided that any release of the autopsy report should be released by only one entity.
And that was the county attorney's office. Wyoming Public Radio recently made a request to see the autopsy after all these years. Hagee has never talked publicly about her experience of conducting Shepard's autopsy until now. I sat down with her to hear why she says some details in the report make it clear to her this was a hate crime. A warning, this conversation may not be appropriate for all audiences.
Being a lesbian myself, I was very conscious of what I was going into and very much wanted to make sure we crossed all the T's and dotted the I's.
Matthew Shepard lived for 6 days in a Fort Collins hospital before he died. The autopsy says the cause of death was multiple injuries resulting from blunt trauma to the head and face.
Basically, he died in a different county, a different state, Larimer County, Colorado. It just happens that they would turn the case back over to the county that the injuries were sustained in. And so that brought it back to Albany County, which then I was the one that lined up the autopsy and allowed that to go forward.
And so, you know, going into it, what was your reaction to seeing this young man's body after this terrible beating?
Well, it was horrific, quite frankly. I had not seen a beating of this magnitude, and although, there were a lot of things during my tenure as the coroner that I did see, but nothing of this magnitude, no.
Is there anything in the autopsy that really shows that maybe this was a hate crime?
Well, honestly, I guess one of the things that comes back to me is that there was a lot of bruising on Matthew's body, and most specifically bruising in the genital region. To me, that just brings a lot of red flags up, and that somebody did endure that type of treatment or pain, and then later the beating he had to have endured.
According to court testimony, Shepard's assailants, Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson, lured Shepard out of a bar and into their truck. They said they wanted to rob him, but as they were driving, Shepard put his hand in McKinney's lap. That's when McKinney snapped. Hagee says this is when she believes that the bruising to Shepard's groin and genitals would have happened. Previously, people believed that bruising happened after he was tied to the fence, that he'd been kicked, but Hagee says those bruises were fingerprint-shaped.
I would say that it was more hands and fingers. It seemed more likely that the bruising took place possibly while he was detained. So I think maybe some grabbing and that sort of thing. And in my opinion, had to be quite forceful too.
Leave bruises. Hagee says this sexual assault on Shepard in the truck is why she's convinced the crime was motivated by hate and not money or drugs. You know, a lot of people are talking about this issue that it maybe it wasn't a hate crime because there was drugs involved. I wonder if you can, looking at the autopsy, see any signs that he maybe had drugs in his system when he was found.
It appears that he may have had some antidepressants in his system, as well as possible marijuana and alcohol. But the alcohol levels, quite frankly, don't seem to be extraordinary in any sense.
And Hagee says the toxicology report also showed no meth, no cocaine, no opioids in Shepard's system. I asked her what her role was after the autopsy.
I do remember visiting with his mother and helping her get some things together for the funeral service they had in Casper.
That's right, so, yeah. You had mentioned that you were kind of disappointed that there wasn't more financial help for her.
Absolutely. I feel like if anybody was a victim of a crime, it was Matthew Shepard. And I was very disappointed that the victim witness program did not cover his funeral expenses.
Do they normally cover expenses like that?
Absolutely.
How did that those funeral expenses end up getting paid?
I took care of those charges.
Why'd you do that?
I just knew that his family wasn't going to be responsible for those charges. I just preferred to do that. I don't know what the reasoning was that the crime victims did not take care of these charges, but I wasn't going to let that family down.
Yeah, yeah. Have you run into them ever since
Never.
Then?
Never. It does feel good in being able to say that I honestly believe it was a hate crime, but I just like to put out there that I think everybody knows this was a hate crime. I think people are lying to themselves if they believe this is not a hate crime.
That was former Albany County Coroner Julie Hagee, who conducted the autopsy of Matthew Shepard. You can also hear an earlier interview on our website in which Hagee and her partner share the effects the murder had on their personal lives.